Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 2nd. Today we heard bills on second reading, had the final vote on bills in third reading, and voted on bills in Committee of the Whole. Senate File 66, American Rescue Plan Act Recovery Funds Appropriations, was discussed again today on second reading with many amendments. If you recall from yesterday's press release, this bill appropriates money from the American Recovery Plan Act to cover COVID-related expenses. One amendment that I brought forward that would have positively affected Sublette County was second reading amendment number one. This amendment appropriated $15 million of ARPA funds toward improving broadband, which would have helped connectivity in Sublette County. We saw the increased need for reliable high-speed internet during the pandemic. Improvement of broadband infrastructure would mean more employment, economic growth, better education access, and healthcare access. Access to reliable internet is one of the important utilities of this century. Unfortunately, this amendment did not pass, but some money for broadband remains in the bill. Another amendment to Senate File 66 was Second Reading Amendment 9, which has the potential to positively affect Sublette County. This amendment appropriates additional money for healthcare infrastructure projects. There is a tremendous need for improved healthcare infrastructure, which was demonstrated during the pandemic. Our community continues the effort to build a new hospital. This money could be a key piece of the puzzle. These funds would require a one-to-one match and would allow for a maximum of $10 million for project. This amendment was adopted. Senate File 67, State-Funded Capital Construction, was also discussed today on second reading through amendments. To recap, this bill sets forth appropriations for capital construction project needs of the state. Although none of the amendments passed, one interesting amendment proposed was second reading amendment number one. This amendment would have removed $54 million that was appropriated to the University of Wyoming for three projects, including improvement of the law school, improvement of the west side stands at War Memorial Stadium, and improvement of Corbett Pool. These projects need to be addressed because the current infrastructure is either failing or is inadequate. The amendment failed, and I voted against it. We must take care of our aging infrastructure. Senate File 58, Wyoming Council for Women's Issues, Workforce Services, passed the Committee of the Whole today. This bill would transfer Wyoming Council for Women's Issues from the Wyoming Business Council to the Department of Workforce Services. This is where it was originally housed, and I believe that the Department of Workforce Services is better equipped to manage this council. Senate File 59, Game and Fish Fund Investments, passed the Committee of the Whole. This bill holds that the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission may designate money in investments for investments in the Pool A investment account. The rationale is that rather than leaving it in the Game and Fish Fund bank account to accumulate minimal interest, the money can be transferred into conservative investments in order to yield a greater rate of return and revenue for the department. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.